Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Symbol Athletica. We are the brand of the purpose-driven. We stand for people that stand for something. And today I'm super excited because we get to start a new chapter in this Symbol experience. We get to start my very first interview. And I'm calling these interviews my super friends because I know some people that are doing some super things out there that I'm so excited to introduce to the tribe. But today, it's very timely and very appropriate that we talk about the subject matter today because, if many of you may know, if you've been tuning in, I'm in the middle of my personal transformation project that I go through every year. And today we get to talk about something that's highly related to the physical aspect of that, which is nutrition. Love to read about, learn about nutrition. But today specifically, we get to talk about my most favorite superfood. And it's an unbelievable story around what it is and what it does and how it works. And it just should be a fun time. I love this story, and I'm a huge, huge fan of this as a nutrient, as a food source. So today, get ready, because I introduce you to what I'm calling this conversation will be super, super food. Get ready. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing great, Earl. How are you?
I am doing excellent. So excited for this interview. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the conversation. We are Symbol Athletica, the brand of Purpose Driven. We stand for people that stand for something. And I am so excited to have my very, very first guest. And he definitely embodies what Symbol Athletica is all about. This is a guy who's on a mission. He definitely stands for something. So, Kevin, I'd like to thank you for taking your time out to join us on today's call.
Oh, goodness. I can't imagine doing anything better with my time. I'm really glad to be here, and I appreciate the invite. And the first guest.
You are number one, brother.
That's fantastic.
You are numero uno.
I want a shirt.
You got one. That's a great idea. Actually, I can do that to all my guests. See how you just created a thing. Just
look
like
at that. Things just popping out of nowhere.
Well, you know, it's so funny and it's so appropriate that that I have you as a guest at this time of year, because it was about this time of year. I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. I don't know how long ago that we met. I think it's been like 6 years, maybe more.
Right.
But it was right in the same 90-day transformation thing that I do every year. And I actually met you, Kevin. I'm going to start off with giving a little background to how we met, because I like talking about how, you know, the purposeful randomness of the universe kind of
serves. Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Please.
Yeah, so, you know, about 6 years ago, I think it was, I was in the middle of absolutely the most intense 90-day transformation thing I'd ever done. I've done these every year for 20 years or more, but this was one I really went after it. I was in the middle of this. I got a call from a mutual friend of ours who was working with your team, just in some branding and some, I think you guys were going through a rebranding and stuff like this. Was a marketing guy, and you guys were going through rebranding, and he just called me because he had found you guys, and you know, you guys are a superfood algae company, a whole foods algae company, and he was calling to tell me he was working with this company, and he was so excited about what you guys were working on, and he knew that I was in the fitness and stuff, and he wanted me to try this product, and I was like, man, when he said that, Kevin, I got to tell you, my heart just dropped. I was like, no, don't ask me to try anything, because, and the reason I did that is because I didn't want to hurt my friend's feelings, man, because I mean, I was deep into it. My diet was super clean. You know, I've been taking supplements for a very long time. I'm fairly well educated in that world. And the reason I didn't want to try anything wasn't because I didn't think he had something of value. It's just that I knew that it would be almost impossible for me to tell. I mean, if it wasn't a drug or some type of stimulant, I don't care how good it was. You know, my report back to him was going to be, you know, well, I tried it, and you know, I don't know, right? So I didn't want to do that because, you know me, man, I don't want to burst anybody's bubble,
right?
But anyway, you know, he sent me fibromyalgia, and here's what happened. So I was, at that time, I was working out at least once a day, twice a day, or at least three times a week. I was heavily in the, I think you know, I'm taking Krav Maga, and I would go to the Krav Maga studio, and I would take multiple classes in a row. So I wouldn't just go for one class. I would take one, one class for an hour, the following class, then the following class. So every week, my body would hit the wall on about Wednesday, in about the second class. So that's when I would just have to kind of bow out of the class because I would start to cramp up. I would just be too fatigued to push through all of that. And I didn't have any ego, so I thought it was just a good way to push my limits, right? So I would just bow out. So, hey, man, I had enough. And so, you know, about a week after me started eating algae, I didn't really notice it at first, but my hit the wall day went from Wednesday to Thursday. And then it went from Thursday to Friday. And then it just went away. And it kind of dawned on me like, holy crap, you know, there might be something to this. So that started the chain reaction of me doing research on what is it that you guys are up to. And that leads me all the way. Who knew that was going to be the domino that led me up to this moment, right? Where I get to talk about one of my favorite legitimate superfoods, because you're an expert on it, and it's this microalgae. So maybe we should start with explaining just what it is. There's so many interesting things I think about this as a food product. You know, I don't even know where to begin, but I'm going to kind of let you start that conversation. And you know what? You may just want to start with kind of the environment it comes from, because to me, that's super interesting as well. So introduce the Symbol listeners to what microalgae is.
Glad to do it. And you're right. It's some next level stuff. Like, people don't know what they don't know until they know. It's a lot of it does. It, the origin, where it comes from, is as much a beautiful part of this story as anything else. So the algae that we're talking about is something called a Phanizomenon flossaqua. And that's one of those words that on a podcast you have to say twice. So people go, wait, what?
I don't even think I can say that.
A Phanizomenon flossaqua. If you're struggling, just call it AFA. That's fine.
There we go.
But here's the thing. It's interesting because you say the word algae, and maybe we need to back even up a little bit from AFA, right? Because algae is not a word that people often think about when they think about food or something that they eat, right? They think about, you know, oh, that's in the parking lot in that puddle that's there every summer and it's to be avoided, right? Well, it's a much bigger conversation because algae, turns out, there's between 30, they have yet to actually find a number. There's between 30,000 and 1 million different species of algae. And specifically, what we're talking about is one of the oldest living organisms on the planet, right? Close to 7,000 different varieties of something called a blue-green algae. Now, this is where it gets weird, all right? So it is not necessarily a plant and not necessarily an animal. It's its own thing. It's what's called a eukaryote. Right? It is so far down at the beginning of the chain of life, it literally is the reason we have a planet that we can live on. It's the reason we have an atmosphere. It is the reason that all the other things on land have appeared, right? The rest of the plant kingdom literally depends on algae to have formed this globe. Without this algae, Earl, we're not even here.
That's just amazing.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, it's nuts. And when the first time I heard it's not plant or it's not animal, that just immediately captured my imagination.
It is. It, you think to yourself, okay, well, what did you say? Because you're going back to high school and you're in that third row and you're thinking, I'm pretty sure that animals and plants are separate things. And
exactly.
Yeah, right? But then you start to really dive into it and you find out, man, this is that old. This is that important. This is the baseline for life on this planet. And specifically, not all blue-green algaes are edible, right? But there are some that are, right? Spirulina is a blue-green algae. But this one in particular happens to be kind of a romantic story. So a Phanazominum flos aqua, there is literally one place where it grows sustainably and is not only, you know, something that you can eat and use in your daily life, but there's one place in the world where that comes from. And that is a little lake up in Oregon in the middle of nowhere. The people that live there are probably not happy I say that, right? But it is in the middle of nowhere, and it grows in Klamath Lake. It's the only sustainable supply of a Phanazominum flos aqua on the planet.
So talk about, not to get you off this path, because this is a beautiful story, but I need you to take a little tangent. Talk about the uniqueness of the lake, because it blows me away.
It's incredible. It's incredible. So here's what, that's what I meant by the romance of the story, right? So 7,000, look at me, roughly. I'm a geologist now, right? 7,700 years ago, there was this mountain in that range, and it was called Mount Mazama. And Mount Mazama, just, you know how Mount St. Helens erupted, right? Yeah. Yeah. And it blew the side off. We've all seen the video. If you haven't, go check it out on YouTube. It's interesting, right? A volcanic eruption that just shreds a mountain like that. Well, it's part of that same cascade of mountains, that mountain range. And this particular mountain, Mount Mazama, blew its top. Quite literally blew its top and left a caldera inside. And over, you know, thousands and thousands of years, it filled up with rainwater and snow, because that's very, very common in that area. So it's some of the purest water in the world, and it happens to also be Crater Lake. Crater Lake, a national park, right? It is stunning in its beauty. It's the cleanest, clearest water on the planet. Now, when you hear me say that, a lot of people are going to be like, wait, I've been to the Bahamas.
Right.
I've been on the boat. I've seen all the way to the bottom. It is clearer than that. You can see the bottom of this extremely deep lake, and it's because it is the clearest water on the planet, right? So what's fascinating about this is the relationship between that lake and Klamath Lake. So the water and that whole watershed area, I mentioned that there's lots of rain and snow, right? It seeps down through the rock itself and pops up in little streams that you can see literally just popping out of the ground, right? You've always wondered where it comes from upstream. Well, you can walk to it and see it here. Water literally popping out of the rocks, out of the ground. And along that chain, once it comes out of that ground, it's a different quality of water. It's a dramatically different quality of water. Yeah. There's not a lot of places in the world where you would, you know, put a water bottle down and pull it back up and have a drink. And this is one of the few places that you can do that. It's pristine. And then as it travels through that valley, all of that volcanic material from that same Mount Mazama eruption is carried with that incredible water down into the Klamath Lake. So it has a massive sediment of volcanic material. Now, volcanic material is some of the best for plants and for things that rely on a lot of the nutrients found in that type of soil. So it's just a remarkable confluence of unlikely events that have created one of the most powerful superfoods on the planet.
And, you know, I've been there. So obviously in this last time that we've known, I've actually made it out to see this lake, and it's sort of like the Grand Canyon, you know, where until you are physically there and looking at it, what you have in your mind does not do it justice. I mean, you literally stand there. Yeah, a lot of people stand there because it's like a tourist thing now. People go there, they stand there, and they just stare at this lake because it's so different. I mean, it literally looks, it almost looks artificial. It just looks like it's not from here, right?
I have had multiple photos with my cell phone.
Dude, I tried to take like a zero. All the photos, it's like the Grand Canyon. You take all these pictures, but when you look at the picture and then you look up and you look at the picture and you look up and you're like, man, it's just not capturing what I actually see.
And then you show people and they say, oh my gosh, that's gorgeous. And you're like, wait, no.
Yeah, man, it's... Well, I actually think this lake has a lot to do. The magic of this lake. Who knew that the story today we were going to take people back 7,700 years? See, that's how the unexpected happens, right?
So, that's exactly right.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time, I want you to get into what this microalgae is. But I did hear an interesting story, just not to be stuck on this water, because my mind is just like buzzing with all this. Like, wow, can you imagine? I actually heard a story that, I forgot what country it was, but someplace in the Middle East, I think it is, these oil sheiks, the people with a lot of wealth and money and access to information, literally, I heard that they literally sent their horses to graze in the pastures downstream from this lake because of there was something so unique about the health properties.
I don't know
if that's true or not, just adds to the mystique and folklore of this lake, which is still just the preamble to the story of what we're on this call to talk about, which is microalgae.
Oh, they it's crazy. They send very expensive horses there to graze. Also, not a lot of places in the United States. Everybody's heard of, what's that type of beef in Japan?
Kobe
beef, right?
Yeah.
And the American version, it can only be Kobe if it's actually from Japan. But if it's outside of Japan and in the United States, they call it Wagyu, right?
Right.
And that is one of the few places where they actually do the same thing with cows. They have Wagyu beef there. It's that remarkable. Yeah.
Well, that was a heck of a setup to talk about this non-plant, non-animal stuff called microalgae.
Right, right. Well, but it speaks to how much is going on in that ecosystem.
Yeah.
I mean, even when you're just standing there, right? I don't. Maybe your listeners have had a moment where they've been, you know, maybe at the ocean, in a beautiful, unpopulated spot in the ocean, and just standing and looking at it and feeling the energy that gives you, right? This is that kind of place. It's emotionally centering. It's physically centering. It's truly profound. I would recommend it to anybody as a trip that would remember it for the rest of your life.
I concur, man. I would add to that recommendation. It's a definitely unique place to visit.
Yeah, absolutely. So this algae, right, there it is in the lake, right? And, this company, we come across it and we say, let's take a look at this, right? And turns out that the magic doesn't stop at the story, right? It actually continues in the Aphanizomenon and Amphlas aqua itself, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty remarkable, because when I tell you this story, now you've heard it, but when your listeners hear it, they're going to think, come on, really?
Right.
And what I'm telling you is 100% verifiable. Please look it up. Do your own homework. Don't trust me, man. But what will amaze you is you will think to yourself, well, wait, was this naturally occurring, or was this created specifically for humans to consume? Because there's so many additional, just amazing confluences of events that would surprise you. Let me give you a couple of examples. So specifically, the nutrients that are in it, all right? So we have, it's a microalgae, right? So it's got a lot of phytopigments in it. You got beta carotene, chlorophyll that you would expect, but it also has something called phycocyanin, right? It's that blue pigment. You'll see it a lot in wild blueberries. And those, I'll talk about those in a minute, right? But they are phenomenal antioxidants. That's what having a colorful plate of food is for. It's the antioxidants that are found in those phytopigments. So great for helping to detox your body, detox your blood. In fact, chlorophyll specifically, a lot of people that go into treatment for maybe some sort of addiction or something like that, right? One of the first things they take as the protocol is an algae source that can help to detoxify their body, right? Ficocyanin, it's a light harvesting pigment, and it's a phenomenal anti-inflammatory as well. But then it has something else in it that is really unique.
Kevin.
The same type of, it's the same chemical, the same stimulant for your brain found in chocolate. There's a reason that people like chocolate and you'll feel this happy connection with chocolate. Well, PEA makes your brain happy. It's called the happy chemical. And it's in chocolate. And lo and behold, this algae in the middle of Oregon, right? It's got loaded, it's loaded with minerals and amino acids. And before I get into that, I want to point out something that's important about, you know, the minerals, the amino acids and vitamins, all these things, right?
Right.
There's a problem in our food sources today. I know that a lot of us are going out of our way to eat better, to eat clean, right? The problem is this. In 1940, 1950, an apple was the specific thing. That's where that phrase, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, right?
Right.
Well, unfortunately, that was true then. But an apple today does not have nearly the same nutrient density that it used to. Why? Soil depletion, right? There is not nearly the amounts of minerals and compounds that these plants are used to growing in. Not only that, a lot of them are manufactured so that they'll harvest more quickly because food companies want to get it the right color, the right shape on the shelf as quickly as possible so they can turn a profit. So even in some of those spaces, like spinach in 1948, you could say was, you know, profoundly more nourishing than it is today.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane? You know, because you go to a store and you don't know that. You think, well, I'm trying to eat healthy. I'm going to eat maybe a more vegetarian diet, right? Or at least get a lot more fruits and vegetables in my diet. Well, they're not the same as they used to be. So a lot of research.
Almost just food by name only. It's just like an apple, just in name only. But not
in
really
many, many ways. And yeah, so it's up to the consumer to really know, unfortunately. You know, that's hard. We really need to know because, if it were some other type of food, a boxed food, you'd have to tell the difference. But because an apple is an apple, they don't have to tell you the difference, right? Yeah. It's really alarming. So because of that volcanic material that is in the soil that then finds its way into the lake through that water, it's loaded with over 60 minerals. And our body, we're electrochemical machines. We need minerals far more than we realize. If many people, if they were to go to the doctor and ask, they would find out that they have a depletion of magnesium, right? Women that get pregnant, they need iron. And so they go and they take these iron supplements and these magnesium supplements, things like that. Right. Well, it's always better to get it from food because your body knows how to process food. Your body isn't always used to processing tablets and things like this, right? So really important. The next step is amino acids. All right, so amino acids, we know, are the building blocks of life, right? You have to have them. And what's interesting about that, though, is the human body is different. And we need amino acids in a certain array, right? So let me ask you a question, Earl. If we were born to eat anything,
right,
what would it be?
Milk from our mother.
Exactly correct. Right? Mother's milk. Literally, that's what you are born to eat. It's the first thing available to you, right? Well, turns out the amino acid profile of mother's milk is almost exactly the same as the amino acid profile of a Phanazomino flossaqua.
I just heard mine just being right there. Just poof.
Yeah, and you're like, wait, exactly. You're like, time out. Wait.
Right, yeah, right.
The amino acid profile of an algae is the same as mother's milk? Yes, it is.
And it's not a plant. It's not an animal.
It's exactly, right? It's kind of crazy, but, it's nuts. There it is. There it is. It's really, really kind of amazing. It's loaded with vitamins, a lot of vitamins that maybe you wouldn't even expect, right? But because it's green, it's got a lot of vitamin K, obviously, vitamin A, things that, you know, a lot of people are missing or at least don't have enough of. Folic acid, again, if you're pregnant. Right. But interestingly enough, here it is, an algae, and it's got a lot of vitamin B, B1, B2, B3, B6, B12.
Whole complex.
Right. Uh-huh. And what's interesting about the B12 is B12 is cobalamin, right? That's typically found in meat. Well, here it is, you know, in an algae in the middle of Oregon, right? It doesn't make a lot of sense. But here's the other interesting thing about the B vitamins, right? So essential fatty acids, that's what they're called, have become really popular in the last probably decade or so, right?
Yeah.
And so people say, oh, I need to, you know, take essential fatty acids. And we know what they're for. They're fatty acids that are great for our brain, right? And so most people, when they make the connection to essential fatty acids, they say to themselves, I need to take a fish oil or eat more fish. And that's true. Right. But fish, just like us, just like our bodies, are bioaccumulators. So where do the fish are not manufacturing omegas. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're not, explain that bioaccumulation. That's a great, just break that word down a little bit, right?
Well yeah. I mean,
that is awesome.
You literally become what you eat, right?
So if you
grow mushrooms near a bunch of radiation, guess what? You're going to have mushrooms that have a bunch of radiation all over them, right?
Right.
And so, you know, you are a product of what you consume, what you're near, what you're around. What you allow to be in you will become you. Right. That is a lesson on so many levels. But what's interesting about these B vitamins is everybody says go to the fish. Well, where do you think the fish get it?
Right.
The fish are getting it from algae. They eat it all day. They live in it. That's why they are accumulating all of that B vitamin, all of those omegas. And that's why we go get them. Right. So what if you could, you know, there's a lot of controversy with fish right now. There's some issues with, you know, farm fish. So you got to be careful on your fish source. But what if you could skip the fish and go straight to the algae, right?
Cut out the middleman kind of thing?
Cut out the middleman.
Is this a business class?
Yeah. Here's what's interesting, though. It's another thing on essential fatty acids is it turns out that the human body requires essentially a ratio to function correctly in our body between omega 3s and omega 6s. And it's essentially, you know, omega 3 about 37%, omega 6 about 8%. And guess what? The algae happens to have pretty much the exact ratio that your body needs to synthesize that essential fatty acid in your body.
So hold on now. What does Let's just take a moment and just remind, because we are deep in this great journey. But I want to remind everybody that all you're doing right now is explaining what's happening kind of inside of this algae. You're not talking about something that people are putting together in a lab.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
That's what's fascinating about it is here's the thing. Science has nothing on nature.
Right.
Science is a means by which we try to explain
it.
Nature. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time, our explanation is behind or barely hanging on and trying to catch up, right?
Right.
And we find that in a lot of situations, right? But particularly with things like this, right? Nature prepackages your food far better than a supermarket ever, ever could. I'll give you an example of something outside of algae, oranges, right?
Right.
If you want to take it, you get a cold, maybe you need to take some antioxidants or something like that. You'll talk to a doctor, they'll, you know, whomever, and they'll say, hey, take vitamin C, right? Take some extra vitamin C. Vitamin C is ascorbic acid, right?
Right.
Well, ascorbic acid, I live down here in Southern California. We have a lot of that type of citrus fruit that grows around here, but I've never seen an ascorbic acid tree.
Right.
Right? Because they don't grow like that. So where does ascorbic acid come from? Well, it comes from ascorbigens, which are the precursor to the ascorbic acid, right? So skip the vitamin C tablets and eat oranges, right? Because your body knows what to do with oranges. What happens with a lot of people that are supplementing is they wind up, I don't know your audience. I hope I'm not being crass, but what it turns into is expensive beef.
Right.
They load up on a bunch of things that they think they're supposed to have instead of getting it from food. And what happens is you're popping a lot of these capsules. Your body is like, well, yeah, we don't really need that.
Right.
Boom, gone. And there you go. You're just wasting time. You're spinning your tires, and your body, in some cases, you could even hurt yourself. If it's a fat soluble, like a vitamin E, you could cause yourself some problems. So really interesting that food is always a better answer. And when you have a superfood, it's an even better answer. And if it's a wild harvested superfood, it's the best answer.
Okay, let's talk, break that down now. What do you mean by wild harvested? Is it just...
So,
yeah.
We don't grow it. We don't farm it. We literally don't do anything to it, right? It is there, and we go collect it. The same is true. I'll give you an example of mushrooms, right? That's another superfood that sometimes we deal with. That's a whole different story. We're going to have to talk about it.
You just gave me an idea. I'm taking a note. Because we might have to have another call where we dump into that a little bit.
Yeah, we really should.
Just by itself.
But it's interesting because mushrooms, you know, a lot of the mushrooms that people buy maybe at the grocery store for food,
right?
You know, maybe some of that they're supplementing with, those are grown, those are farmed. And depending on the farming techniques, you know, that is good or bad, right? You have to know. It's up to the consumer to know. So you can't go through this environment anymore.
Yep.
You still got me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't go through this environment anymore and not know, right? So what's interesting is something like mushrooms. Well, some mushrooms can't really be cultivated, right? They have to be picked out in nature. You go out and you find them. So another interesting fact about this is that particular environment, turns out it's a lot of mushrooms grow there. Maitakes, things like that. People travel from all over the world, literally all over the world, bringing very specialized suitcases to pick mushrooms out in this same area where all this algae and water is going down. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
This is just...
So, yeah.
This is mind-blowing. Interesting to me.
Can you talk
a little bit about just to make sure that I'm remembering, because I've forgotten more amazing things about this little plant than I can talk about at the moment. It's like you got to be kidding me. Moments just keep happening.
Oh yeah.
But I know one of the fiercest filters we have in our body is the blood-brain barrier, because the body almost not allows anything to cross that barrier, because the brain obviously is so vital, right? So can you talk a little bit about the microalgae and, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's one of the few ingredients. It's a microorganism, right? It's one of the few that actually said we have a product that is, we're the only ones in the world that make it. And we could talk about that in a bit. But Yeah, so we harvest it. But we actually, when I say make it, it's something we do to it after we harvest it. We'll go over that in a little bit. But what's interesting about that is when you use it, when you use this AFA that has gone through this particular process, and I want to explain that process because it's not what you think.
Right.
What's fascinating about it is it has the ability to your mind will function better, dramatically better, right? Because it's receiving the nutrients that it needs. And a lot of the time it's real simple. Think about it like this, right? If you want to feed your muscles, what do? You take protein, right? If you want to feed your eyes, you could say vitamin K, right? We know a lot of things about individual nutrients that are good for a specific part of our body, right? Well, what do you want? What do you do if you want to feed your brain?
Right.
And a lot of people just don't know. Well, it's a compound set of ingredients. And once again, this particular plant happens to be one of the more unique set of ingredients that when combined, the natural impact, right? It, some of those nutrients cross the blood-brain barrier and feed your brain.
So it literally is brain food.
Yeah, yes, quite literally brain food. And it's one of the things, here's the thing, like if you're a very fit person, right? And so you didn't necessarily notice supplements in the ways that other people notice it, right? Because you're in tune with your body and you're able to say, oh, wait, you know, in fact, I remember this story. You, all of a sudden you were writing poetry.
Yeah.
And you were all sorts of, it opens your creativity.
I refer to it as my limitless experience.
Yeah.
Because it just dawned on me, and it actually, some people observe my behavioral change in a positive way, but dude, something was going on. I mean, I was running to the gym, making up poems, trying to write songs. I was, you know, just super creative. Even people around me in my office was like, dude, what's up with you, man? You seem like you've really been in the zone lately. What's going on? You seem like you're... And that's when I put it all together and started blowing up your phone, if you can remember. Like,
yeah, I remember.
What the heck?
What have you done?
What?
Well, let me give you a study on this that'll kind of blow your mind. So we actually did a study. We called it the Nicaragua study. And essentially, we went to one of the lowest socioeconomic, one of the poorest and least... a very difficult situation that these children found themselves in, right? A very impoverished section of Nicaragua. And this was done specifically with children, and they consumed 1 gram of AFA per day for 3 months, right? And then there was a control group that had a placebo. And the academic status of those children was phenomenal. So not just in certain things, right? Attendance, it went from 72% to 93%, right? Class participation, 11% to 54%. Academics, overall scores, overall performance, 48% to 80%.
Wow.
When your mind has what it needs to function, you don't realize the fog that you were under until you get out from under it, right?
It's
like Plato's cave. You know, you get back and you just can't describe it to other people until they have tried it themselves. It's really, really interesting. So, yeah, it's the nutrients that your brain needs. But that, you know, if it's functional for your brain, it's functional for the rest of your body as well. There's so many benefits. I was just before the call, kicking around, you know, well, what benefits should we talk about, right? Because there's so many.
Right.
It biomodulates your physical wellness for energy and performance, right? Provides those essential amino acids and fatty acids that nourish your brain, cross that blood-brain barrier, right? Promotes enhanced absorption and assimilation of your food, literally helping you digest and use the food that you're already eating and getting more out of it. Supports that healthy digestive system as well. Helps you maintain your immune system function. Here's another study that'll blow your mind, Earl. It's, are you familiar with NK cells? They're called natural killer cells. I love the name, natural killer cells. But basically, it's part of your body's immune system. And turns out that with this specific set of ingredients, the natural killer cell production in your body goes through the roof.
Interesting.
So you are more immune, you know, to the world around you and to some of those things that could cause a lot of problems. And not just that, this is the last one that I think will blow people's minds, right? It comes in stem cell nutrition. So stem cells, adult stem cells are key.
Right.
And a lot of people don't really, you know a lot about them, but adult stem cells are the difference between who you are in a year and who you are right now, right? Because it's essentially your body writing a blank check. It can become anything that your body happens to be in need of. Right. You need help with your spleen, it can become spleen. If it needs, you know, bone, it becomes bone. Brain, brain. Heart, heart. Whatever it needs to become. And it turns out that there's a lot of different studies on this particular benefit of stem cell nutrition. But think about it like this. We did a study with horses. Other than Mr. Ed, I don't know of any horse that can communicate, that can talk. So what I would argue is that means horses can't lie. Horses can't lean one side or the other. So we did this study with horses. And we gave horses, which are dramatically larger. I don't know any one-ton humans either, right? 1 gram of AFA every you know, after exercise, et cetera, right? 1 gram of AFA. And it doubled the number of stem cells in their bloodstream within 1 to 6 hours.
What?
Yes.
I did not know that study.
It's insane. Within 1 to 6 hours, these horses had double the stem cells, the adult stem cells flowing through their body, right? That's astounding to me, right?
That's mind-blowing.
Well, so many people sit at a desk all day and they're just doing their job and they're trying to keep up with it. And it's not easy. It's a burden, right? Well, this is going to be something that can keep you in the game until after work you can get to the gym. You can get to, you know, doing all these other things, right? So it's profound.
What a journey, man. What a story. This is so appropriate for you to be my first guest. You know, I like to consider myself kind of what's largely being described today as like biohacking, right? Our quest just to be better. So in fact, that's very akin to what the whole mission of Symbol Athletica is about, right? These purpose-driven, our ability just to try to get better at, and I just call it stuff, because you get to put in what you're trying to get better at. So I spend a lot of time, man, just always looking on the, you know, performance health kind of thing. I lean more on the performance side, this was a black hole I got sucked into with this algae, man, because it's just so phenomenal. And I appreciate you kind of sharing with my guests this superfood. It's a legitimate superfood.
Yeah,
in the world of a gazillion superfoods, right? That everything's being claimed to be a superfood. You could probably see cookies now that say, you know, superfood flavor.
That's the trick that they do now. It drives me crazy.
Oh, man, it's just
you go into the store now, you buy, it used to be that a carton of orange juice, right? Was just a carton of orange juice. But now it's got a leaf on it. And it says all natural antioxidant. Well, isn't it the same orange juice I bought years ago? It's interesting.
But hey, man, this was awesome. And this was just a great reminder of, you know, it's so funny because you just know, but look at all the randomness. And let me kind of wrap this up a little bit about the random purposefulness of things happening all around us. Because you started this story we talked about a story that started over 7,000 years ago. If we talk about kind of the water that, you know, is upstream, literally upstream from this algae. I met you through a random friend calling me, you know, just out of, you know, stuff. And it's just funny how all of this comes together. And I really, really appreciate you sharing this information with my listeners today. If I could, you know, you did give me an idea, and I'm going to try to invite you back. I know you're super busy. But you guys have done, first of all, just put a broader context on why your company is so smart about algae.
It dawns on me.
Just to be clear, you guys didn't just start this like last year, right?
No. Okay, so the company, I was really excited to be part of this company as well, because here's the thing, this stuff works for me. It works really well. And we've been doing this as a company, New Earth Life Sciences, New Earth, or just newearth.com. We've been doing this for 30 years. We've been manufacturing these products for quite some time.
Okay, thank you. And I just wanted to put some context around why you guys know so much about it. It's not like you guys just discovered all that stuff you talked about last year.
No. It's
three decades.
A brand new thing.
Yeah. Okay,
three decades, massive amounts of time, money, treasure, and study.
Now, one thing really that I find super interesting, and this is fairly modern, though, but as modern as a whole body of science is, and this isn't just you guys, but there's a ton of research now exploring the very unique symbiotic relationship between algae and fungi.
Yeah.
So maybe if you could just take just a couple of minutes and just touch on that a little bit, but we can come back and have another call and talk about how powerful fungi is. But maybe you could talked about algae being like one of the first foods on Earth, right? If not the very first food on Earth.
Right.
So talk about, I don't know.
Well, tie it to
fungi somehow so we can...
I'd love to. That goes back to the ancient time as well, right? So what's interesting about algae is, yes, it gave us an atmosphere, right? It gave us a planet that was livable with oxygen, right?
Right.
And at that time, it was simply water and barren substrate rock, right?
Yeah.
And then along comes fungi, right? And fungi is able to break down that barren substrate rock and create, quite literally, soil and all plant life, right? The only reason we have this, you know, gorgeous array of trees and shrubs and flowers and everything everywhere is because of fungi. So for what algae did for the planet as a whole, right?
Right.
Fungi has done for the land. There would be no ability for life to sustain on this planet if it wasn't for fungi. And what's interesting, this will blow your mind, right?
I know, this has been a mind-blowing call. Go ahead.
A lot of DNA in common with fungi. A lot.
Yeah.
So it turns out, as fungi are there on the floor of the forest, right? They're creating their own food. They're digesting these other things that are on the forest floor and creating their own food. And when we eat them, we are getting those benefits. And I'm not talking about just the mushrooms that you see poking out of the ground,
right?
But everything that's underneath. The Earth had an internet before the internet.
That's a great metaphor. Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Well, man, this has been phenomenal. Thank you so much for doing this, this talk. And you know, I kind of, now that I'm thinking through it, you know, I don't have, for the listeners, I didn't, you know, some of you are probably intrigued, you biohackers like I am. I don't have anything set up for you to get a discount or anything like that. I just really wanted to introduce you to the story of this product, because if you're in a mission of my own, you need to put that on a list to be educated on. But I guess if you're interested in more information, if you just direct message me, I can get you there. I can point you in the right direction. So, Kevin, thank you so much, my man.
Thank you. I'm glad to do it.
My very first guest. I might even call these calls. I have about a dozen people, man, that have raised their hand and say, yeah, they would share some useful information. And I think I'm going to call you guys my super friends. Because you guys are...
I want first pick on you which are, super man, friend man. I get to be.
You are my very first Jumbo super friends call, man. And I that's actually multi-meaningful, because you're a super guy that's a friend. You're a friend that's doing super things. You see how I did that?
Yeah, I did. I like that. And we're talking about superfoods.
And we're talking about superfoods on this call. So, man, this has been a treat. This has been a pleasure. Thanks for taking us on that journey.
And, Glad to do it. And so, you know what? If folks are interested and they want to take a look, learn more, maybe even use the products, you know, have them send you a message and maybe we'll give you a code. Maybe we'll give you a discount code.
Okay. As long as we keep it easy. I mean, everybody's busy. So I'll definitely supply demand. If people reach out to me, I'll reach out to you, brother, and we will make that happen. That would
absolutely
be awesome.
Glad to do it.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for joining us today on the Symbol Athletica call. I like to always remind you, if you know other people that might benefit from our conversations we have here and our quest to get better at stuff, please let them know about Symbol Athletica and what we're up to. You just never know. They might just vibe to the mission of this tribe. Thanks, everybody, and I will see you on the next episode.